Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boo Ferris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Boo Ferris. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive towards third. Russell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Ferris moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris scores. Pesky scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. York moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferris hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Moses reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Pesky moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Williams is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. York moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ferris hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Potter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Ferris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks, Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pesky. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Pesky steals second. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Yurk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yurk scoops it up and throws to first, with Ferris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Chet Lobbs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell juggles the ball. That's an error on Russell. Judnick moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Wagner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Wagner. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Mark Christman. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Wally Judnick now playing center field. Johnny Locatello now playing third base. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Moses reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky bunts towards third. Locatello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it and throws to home to get Moses. Pesky moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. York reaches second base with a double. Pesky scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Doerr is walked intentionally. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. York moves to third. Doerr moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York scores. Doerr scores. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger pinch hits for Sam Zoldak. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Wagner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Wagner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Dillinger scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Zerilla reaches third base with a triple. Heath goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-5 Red Sox. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Biskin now pitching. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a pop-up towards short. Steven settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-1 in the game. Locatello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Frank Biskin. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.